Go Loud.
Welcome to this week's episode of Hold My Drink Extra Juice. I'm joined by the one, the only, Matt Kelly. My daddy is in this week helping us out. Charlene is away. So it was fitting to bring you in, wasn't it?
Very fitting.
See, it was. But before we get started, a big thank you to Penneys for sponsoring this week's episode. As the temperature rises, it's time to refresh your wardrobe, and Penneys has everything you need to do it in style. From chic and comfortable swim sets, breezy linen cohorts, and effortless summer dresses, you'll find the perfect pieces for every occasion. I showed you that outfit actually I wore from Penneys yesterday, didn't I?
Beautiful.
You liked it?
Very, very nice.
You're a fan of Penneys.
I am.
You are.
I am.
Going in for an
Well, sorry, for certain knickknacks and whatnot. Yeah.
But you liked those outfits I had on, didn't you? The stripey green one.
They were really lovely.
Weren't they?
Yeah. Both of them.
Yeah. So lovely. Penneys do have lovely bits at the minute.
They do.
With stylish travel accessories and cozy airport looks that make travelling a breeze. I actually got those two suitcases from Penneys. Remember my green ones?
I do.
Yeah. You like them?
Yeah.
Whether you're jetting off to sunnier skies or catching up with friends at home, Penneys has your summer style sorted. We may not be able to predict the Irish weather the last week, especially what has been going on, but no matter what the skies are up to, you'll be stealing the spotlight, rain or shine. Peak or bleak? Okay, Daddy Kelly. This is the part of the episode that me and Char do, and it's called peak or bleak.
What does bleak mean?
Something bad. Like, we used to do peak and bleak, so we'd have to think of something good that happened in the last week and we'd have to think of something bad. But then we found that we were always thinking of bad things, and like, that's a bit shit to be doing that. Like,
yeah.
So has there been a peak or a bleak in your life in the last week?
In the last week?
Yeah.
A peak would be I woke up in the morning.
Brilliant. That's peak for everyone.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah. A bleak would be my ankles are sore sometimes.
Oh yeah, that's okay. That's like the most old man bleak ever. My ankles are sore sometimes.
This is like something peekaboo, you know.
He was reading a minute ago. He goes peekaboo. I said, "Is peak or bleak?"
Comes to mind, yeah.
No, peak or bleak. What's been my my peak? I had a nice night away in Wexford. Wexford is nice. I did like Cork Town a bit better than like actually Wexford Town.
Yeah.
And I went crab fishing. Haven't done that in years.
No.
Not since we used to go down to Britis.
That's right.
That was kind of fun.
That was nice.
My bleak.
You had to come home.
I had to come home. Have I had any bleaks? Probably the state of all my rooms, but that's okay.
Yeah.
That's not a good thing.
No.
And Bobby keeps eating my knickers.
Don't share that.
He does. I say it sometimes on the podcast. It's okay.
Don't share that.
He does do that. He's a little bit of a freak. He eats my knickers. He passes them anyway. It's fine. So that's probably the bleak of this week. Are we doing that in this weekend or no? Nothing coming up really.
This weekend?
No.
No, I do know that Mam is going to... Where's she going?
Oh, she's going with Jean.
She's going with Jean.
She is.
Yeah. On Saturday night, down to what part of the world?
I don't know, love. The world. Where is she going? She's getting on a plane.
Roscommon, no, isn't it?
The world.
Yeah. She's going down the country.
Yeah, the country. Okay, if I was you, is the part of the episode that we do where we just have to give someone advice, basically. But we have to share, well, you said opinion. So you can give your opinion if you want. Opinion / advice. And this is what I'd be saying if I was you, kind of thing.
Mm.
Right? So you've been reading it there the last few minutes. But I'm going to read out for the listeners to know what we're talking about. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
I'm 30, single, and have never been in a relationship. I've had situationships, casual dating, and a few one-night stands over the years, but nothing ever materialised in the way I'd hope it would. I've struggled with this since my teenage years, but never really spoke about it too much out of fear of sounding like a broken record. Even writing this now is making me tear up because I feel so far behind in life and really lonely. I really want to find my person now, but it's just not happening for me. All my close friends have been in long-term relationships, some are engaged and one is married with a baby. Don't get me wrong, I'm happy for them and wish them all nothing but happiness. I'm just so tired of being the one who's left behind. It's really bothering me more than ever this year because 2025 has been a big year for our friend group. And as much as I love to celebrate all the girls and their milestones, I also want to lock myself away from the world and just cry. I'm really tired of being lonely, not having my person, and it hurts me to watch the girls have everything I want so badly. Things like seeing pics of them on holidays with their boyfriends and going on date nights hurt me because I've never experienced that. I'm 30 years old and I've never had those experiences while they get to have them every single year. We have a lot planned this summer, get-togethers, nights out and all that, but I don't feel like participating in any of it. I'm so embarrassed of being the single girl in the room full of couples over and over again. Do you have any advice for coping with these feelings of failure and being left behind? I don't like the way she says, I'm 30 years old. 30 is young. 30 is the new 20. Okay? It's young. What do you reckon, Dad? Can you understand where she's coming from?
I do.
That would be hard.
I do. And it's a pity that you know, this girl, she doesn't have any confidence.
Yeah.
You know, it's a pity. And she should. Because she had the confidence to write all this.
True.
You know,
yeah.
which is fabulous.
Yeah.
The first thing that comes to my mind, and I really think that what, you know, this girl should do, my advice would be, and I know it might sound a bit silly, but join a club, join a tennis club, join some kind of club.
To socialise.
Yeah. Meet a lot of people. And before you know it, she'll bump into somebody and bingo. And the fact that she says that she's 30. Helen and I got married when we were 32.
Were you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
I don't think age even matters. Like, maybe years ago, age was a thing that they put, like, timelines on.
No.
Whereas nowadays,
not at all.
Gone out the window. No.
Absolutely.
Which is kind of nice because I think it takes the pressure off people to try and not feel like this.
Yeah. Put that age in our pocket.
Yeah.
And just forget about it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a fabulous time to be 30 years of age.
Yeah.
You know, so.
30 and single and enjoying life.
I don't think she should have any fear. And as I said, the fact that she wrote that is really good.
Yeah.
Very, very good.
Yeah. I can understand what she's saying, that having people around you all the time that are doing the things you want to do.
Yeah.
You would not hyperfixate, but you would focus on that and be like, oh my God, that should be me doing that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And it would get you down a little bit, but.
And at the same time, stop kind of looking at our friends and such as engaged, such as married, such as a baby. That's part of life.
Yeah.
You know, don't compare herself to all those people.
Comparison is the thief of joy.
Yeah.
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 But everyone has different paths and different timelines. And
yeah.
And I know it sounds so cliche to say, but like, it'll happen for her when she's least expecting.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember you and Mam even saying, like, stop looking for fellas. They'll come for you.
Exactly. Yeah. Stop looking. You know,
men are like buses. There's another one coming.
Bump into somebody out of the blue and bingo, and that's it.
Do you think if you try and force that, like if she's there in her head saying, Jesus, I need a fella,
you'll
take anything that's coming for you.
Stop worrying about it because it will naturally happen.
You think?
Yeah.
And it'll happen at the time.
And the only thing I'd say as well is that you and I are sitting here. We're not experts.
Yep.
We're not professional advisors or whatever it is.
Yep.
It's only an opinion.
Yes.
But I would say that please don't be worrying about it. And just, you know, open up. Your whole life is ahead of you.
Yeah.
30 years of age. Fabulous.
Yeah.
Great time of life.
I think that's good what you said about joining a club or something.
Definitely.
Opening yourself up to meeting new people is a way of kind of.
Yeah.
And I know it might be hard at this time. Like, we've had people writing in saying that, like, the older you get in your age or whatever, it's harder to make new friends.
Yeah.
It's a bit more awkward kind of nearly. But I think like that, my dad saying, join a new hobby or a sport.
Yeah.
Maybe not a sport if you don't want to. Or like something that you're opening yourself up to meeting new people.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I give an example.
Come.
This has only happened to me in the last, I'd say, 4 or 5 weeks. I've actually started bowling.
Woo! It's the cutest. Know? In the world.
And I have to say,
now,
the funniest time.
But
ever.
Tell people, it's not bowling like in a bowling alley.
No.
It's the other one.
The one you throw the bowls.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, on this mat.
So this is a new hobby that you've picked up.
But it's great fun. And you know why? Because all of the men that are there are wonderful characters.
Yeah.
And we have a great laugh.
And you look forward to it.
And it's fun. Yeah. It's great fun. It's great fun.
So that's what you're advising her to do, is to
definitely
meet new people.
Yeah, without a shadow of a doubt.
Open herself up and don't be too focused on your age. It's
not
30 is not old.
Yeah. No. And stop comparing.
Yeah.
You know.
I do that quite a lot in my life.
Do you?
Ah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course we all look at other people and say, oh God, I wish I was famous. I wish I had that car, or I wish that I had more money. I could, whatever.
Yeah.
We all
spend your lifetime
doing
that.
Oh yeah. But sometimes you gotta just stop, take a step back and just realize how good you are.
Yeah.
And at 30 years of age, fabulous time of life.
Be grateful for what you have now. Mm. Know that it is coming to you. It is.
Yeah.
You need to stop worrying about it and focusing on it, because
Yeah.
You'll drive yourself mad. And it will happen when you least expect it.
No doubt about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stop chasing. Yeah.
Well done, Dad.
All right.
Love you.
All right.
And that is this week's episode of How I Drink Extra Juice. Thanks, Dad, for coming.
You're very welcome.
A big thank you also to Pennies for sponsoring this week's episode. We adore you. We love you. Pennies, you are the best in the biz. And myself and Char will be back next week as normal. Dad, you might come back in for...
An old coffee
if you want. Whenever you want, you can drop in. So that is me for this week, and I love you. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.